take a moment and close our eyes and imagine Jesus on that cross. And imagine him hugging us and all of our sins upon him, bearing the weight, the suffering, the pain, and the agony on our behalf, on your behalf. Imagine Jesus dying for you. Father in heaven, clear our minds now. Clear our minds, Lord. Clear our minds. That we're focused on you. It's an empty cross we see this morning.
Hallelujah.
And it's an empty tomb.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
You have arose. And Lord, this burden we bear, this cross we share, strengthen us now for the journey. Because Lord, there's someone who has not received you as their Savior. There's someone who has not given your life to you. So Lord, work on us that they may see you in us. Clear our hearts, our minds, our ears, that we receive the word from heaven. In the sweet name of Jesus, we say together, amen. Turn with me to the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John. I want to thank Pastor Wallace and Pastor Wallace this morning. A dynamic duo, father and son, better than Batman and Robin, stronger than the Lone Ranger and Tonto. Amen. Better than Peter and John. They are awesome, and we thank God today and celebrate the work God is doing through them in this vineyard. It's good to see all of you this morning. Apologize for my tardiness this morning. I had to braid my wife's hair this morning, and she wouldn't sit still. Amen. Pastor Wallace, who gave the welcome for union this morning? Bless her heart. If I had to guess, I thank God she's so faithful. And she is courageous. Amen. To all of you are here today in God's house, it's good to see all of you and all the churches represented here today. And all, and it's so good to see the church in us. Amen.
Amen.
We represent the church.
Amen.
Not an address, not a brick and mortar. Amen.
Amen.
But the people of God. Amen. The church dwells within us. And this morning we want to look at the head of the church. We want to look at the head of the church this morning.
Amen.
And we know who the head is, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. Who's the head of the church?
Jesus!
Brother, amen. I don't know. He must have had some maize and sauces this morning. And a shout like that, amen.
Amen.
I want to take a look at this text this morning. I don't know if I'm getting older, but I think I put the font too little on my message this morning. Amen. Y'all better pray now. I'm going to print some bigger font. I want to take a look at what you do when you can't find Jesus. What do you do when you can't find Jesus? It was the first day of the week, cometh Mary Magdalene. I'm in the first verse of the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John. And when it was still yet dark, we can identify, amen.
Amen.
And she comes into the sepulchre, the tomb, and she sees the stone taken away from the sepulchre, the tomb. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple who Jesus loved. Now the theologians say that's John, the beloved disciple. said unto him, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre of the tomb, and we know not where they have laid him. Verse 3 says, Peter therefore went forth with the other disciple and came to the tomb. So they ran both together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came first to the tomb. And in verse 5 it says, And he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying yet where he not in. Then come Simon Peter, following him, went into the tomb and seeth the linen clothes lie. So y'all have the picture?
Amen.
Mary comes and she see the stone rolled away. She runs back to and she runs into Peter and the beloved disciples and tells them the stone has been moved, and they take off running for the tomb. And unless they're marathon runners, that means they weren't far away.
Amen.
And the first one, the beloved disciple, he was faster than Peter. Amen.
Amen.
And he gets there and he looks in, but he doesn't go in. Peter catches him, but he don't stop. He keeps going in. Peter always had that courage, didn't he? And they find the clothes, the linen clothes that Joseph had wrapped Jesus in off of the cross, you know, on that Friday. They give me the body, Pilate. I want to take the body. He feared that the Jews would take him and try to hide Jesus. And so he took the body and he wraps him up in fine clothes like we still do today, amen? And he takes him and puts him in a tomb nobody's ever been in before, signifying the stature contrary to what the Jews of that time had called Jesus a thief, a criminal, and hung him with thieves. And Jesus wasn't that, and Joseph showed that sign of honoring Jesus by placing him in an unused tomb. And Mary and them have come, and they want to anoint him with the spices and the oil, but they had to cease because Sabbath now come. And we know that Sabbath for the Jews is Saturday.
Right.
And so they stopped what they're doing, and they wait till the first day of the week, amen, Sunday morning. And early on Sunday morning, they come to that tomb, and the stone is rolled away. We know there's a big shake, amen. And the stone is rolled away. And she sees that stone rolled away, and she runs. And she finds Peter and the beloved disciples. And for lack of argument this morning, can I just call him John?
Right.
Peter and John. She tells them, and they run back. And John stops and looks into the tomb and sees a clothes lying over there, but no Jesus. Peter comes running in. He don't stop. He goes on in, big bad Peter, and he sees a cold line on there and no Jesus. And that sets the stage to the question, what do you do when you can't find Jesus? What do you do when you can't find Jesus? You ask yourself this early morning, have you ever felt alone? You ever felt lost?
Amen.
And you ever felt lonely?
Amen.
Struggling from day to day, wondering if the Lord has left you. Has he left you hurting, bruised, and spiritually wounded? Asking yourself, God, are you mad at me? I mean, Lord, I struggle every day. I'm praying for deliverance, but I'm still going through the wilderness.
All right.
I pray for help, but I still can't find my way.
Hallelujah.
I mean, God, the gas is too high to fill my car. My pay is getting too low, and my debt is rising, and My bank account is decreasing.
Well,
Lord, I thought you said that the righteous would not be forsaken, and I thought you said, Lord, the just seed would not be begging for bread, but Lord, shoot, I need some more bread.
All right.
Peter was hurting after Jesus was crucified. And on this road to Emmaus, where they encountered Jesus, who they did not recognize post-Calvary,
right,
said, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. They was hurting. They didn't understand Jesus' full mission. And they thought his death on that cross ended the kingdom here on earth. You know, they asked Jesus, Lord, where will we sit at? You know, who's going to be close to you, Pastor Wallace? Who's going to be next to you? They want a deliverance from their situation.
Well,
go again, praying for deliverance.
Well,
but still in the mess. The disciples were hurting, scared, and felt all alone. Let's see what the founding church fathers and mothers did when they could not find Jesus. Let's look in the text. They come to the tomb and the stone is rolled away. And you see the word used, disciple. Said in verse 2 that she come running to Peter and the other disciple. That word disciple means a learner, a pupil. Take it from the root word to learn, to understand. The loved disciple is that word where we get to be a close friend. To be fond of. Jesus loved this disciple.
Amen.
He had great affection for this disciple. But yet, they couldn't find Jesus. We know that when the Bible speaks of death, that Jesus did die on that cross. Contrary to the Muslim belief that he transfigured before death off of the cross. But we know that Jesus died on that cross, dead as the proverbial doornail. And they're hurting. So I want to point out three action points that they did in the midst of this time where they couldn't find Jesus. I'm going to talk this morning. Point one, keep serving him. Keep serving him. When you can't find Jesus, keep serving him. Second, when you can't find Jesus, keep seeking him. Thirdly, when you can't find Jesus, keep believing in him. First 4 or 5 verses, they keep looking for Jesus. He's not in a tomb. Where is he? I don't know. Where is he, Peter? Come on, I tell you, the stone is rolled away. Let's go find him. We're so passionate about it, they run after him. They're still serving him. Mary has anointed him. They're preparing the spices. Even though in death they can't figure out what's going on, they're still serving Jesus.
Yeah.
Joseph takes him down. He wraps him up in linen. The ladies prepare the great spices. They're still serving Jesus. Even though they can't find him. And when they can't find him, they seek after him. Where are you gone, Lord? We got to look for Lord. What did you do to him? Mary comes and the two angels around the empty tomb want to know why she's crying. What's wrong? My Savior, he's gone. And they said, why do you weep? As if the one you seek is dead.
Amen.
Keep seeking the Lord.
All right.
When you feel in your life that Jesus is not near and you can't find him, you got to keep seeking him. Amen. The Old Testament tells us we have to humble ourselves and pray. Turn from our wicked ways and seek his face. We got to keep seeking after the Lord. Even in a midst of an unwelcoming climate. A climate that is trying to oppress Christianity in this country. Try to rule it null and void that it's not no longer the religion of choice. Well, for me, Christianity was never a religion. It's a relationship. A faith and belief in the risen Savior, Christ Jesus. They were serving him and seeking him. Trying to attend to his body. Serving the least of mine, Jesus said. You are serving me. If you can't understand why you're going through what you're going through, just keep serving one another.
Amen.
Keep praying for God to open doors that you can be a blessing to somebody else.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor who may be hungry. They may be out of a job. They may be going through turmoil. Fix dinner for them. Watch their children fall. Be a blessing to somebody. And watch God open their door, an opportunity for you to share and witness about our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Keep serving him. Keep seeking him.
Amen.
Mary first, then the disciples. Keep looking after him. Keep trying to find him. How do we do that, Pastor? Keep praying. Keep praying to God. You may can't feel the presence of God. You may be going through a down spiritual moment in your life, but if you keep calling upon the name of Jesus, the devil don't like when we praise him. Keep praising him in the midst of the battle. Keep praising him through the storm. Keep praising him at your low time. The world will look at you and can't figure out why are you praising him when you're obviously hurt, bruised, and battered. Because I know there is a God somewhere. I may can't feel him right now. I may can't touch him right now. I may can't see him right now. But I know Jesus has not left me or forsaken me.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thus, lastly, you got to keep believing in him. You keep serving him, that's obedience. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep serving him.
Hallelujah.
Keep seeking at him. Whoever calls upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. I got to keep praying. I got to keep praising. I like the double P's, don't you? I got to keep praying and I got to keep praising. I got to keep praying. I got to keep praising. The church is too caught up in politics today, worried about the wrong thing, and they've forgotten to pray and praise him. And praise is more than a whole lot of noise. Praise is more than just a volume. Yeah, I'm going to get a little excited this morning because when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that's done for me, I can't help but praise him. The Bible says that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. And we fear that the rock will have to cry out in our praise. So, yeah, we Afrocentric. We get loud sometime in our praise. But we got to praise God when nobody is looking, when nobody is around, when nobody can see what we're doing. We got to still praise God when our quiet time, in our closing time, when we're praying to God. We ought to let our praise come out. Thank you, Jesus. I may not have everything I want. I may not have everything I think I need, but I got some praise in my body. I can't see it right now. I don't feel like that wind was open for me right now, but I'm still standing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You brought me a mighty long way. You brought me. I got to take my coat off. I ain't got all those suits like Brother Larkin, Brother Walls. I can't sweat this one out. That's the only one I got today, Doc. I got the only one I got today. Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Thank you. Get my handkerchief out. I don't want my head. I got 11 o'clock service. I don't want to sweat my hair down and lay flat. Ladies know what I'm talking about. I get nappy when I sweat. I don't want my hair to get nappy this morning. You got to keep serving. Service is void of our emotional feeling at the time. We keep trying to feel too good in church. Won't do nothing if I don't feel good. Don't do nothing if I don't feel like it. That's not obedience. Obedience requires discipline. And the definition of discipline, help me, Lord, I'm talking to myself. The definition of discipline is doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, even when you don't want to do it. That means if I'm in a choir, I got to go to choir rehearsal, even though I don't want to get out of my lazy boy. Hear me today. I have to study my text, and I have to get in my Sunday school lesson, even when I don't feel like it. I mean, they do got a 24-hour soap opera channel now. I could be doing something else, but I am obedient.
Amen.
Church, you're worried about feeling good all the time.
Well,
I ain't feeling good. I don't want to go to church. What? Daniel said when the Lord took my firstborn with the wife I stole named Bathsheba, he took my firstborn son David, cleaned himself off, then he dusted himself off and said, and went to the house of the Lord. We're too worried about emotion. If I feel good, I do. If I don't. Think Jesus felt good about going to that cross, brothers? I said he thought he cried like tears, like blood drops from his eyes. If this cup could pass, keep serving him. Keep seeking him. I shall lift up mine eyes and to the hills for which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who has made heaven and earth. Peter, John, and Mary, and others trying to keep on even though they can't find Jesus. And in verse 8, get ready to get out of here because y'all already made breakfast plans. I know you have. Verse 8 says that when they went in also, that the other disciple, which came first to the tomb, and he saw and believed. This question about what did he believe? If you look at that word believe used in this verse, it is taken from the root word, and I pronounce it pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, which is the word where we get the word faith from. To have faith, to entrust, to trust one's spiritual well-being to Christ. He came to the tomb. He peered in. Peter runs ahead. He found it, goes in. He believes. He trusts his spirituality to Christ Jesus. He commits himself to the Lord even though he can't find him. Church, lastly, you got to keep believing in Jesus. When you can't find him, you got to keep believing in him. You have to have faith. You have to have that commitment that even though time seems dark and bleak, that the Lord will do what he said he will do.
Amen.
That he will be that balm in Gilead.
Amen.
That he will be that rose of Sharon.
Amen.
He will be that lily of the valley and that bright and morning star.
Amen.
He said this old tabernacle will go away, but in 3 days it shall rise again. You got to believe in Jesus.
Amen.
How does a disciple believe? Well, I already defined to you that a disciple is a learner. A disciple is always learning. And if you ever take the state that you're too good to learn, unwilling to stretch yourself to sit still and be taught and to learn what thus said the Lord, you become no earthly good as a disciple. Because a disciple is one who keeps on learning. Thus, as a disciple, when I feel myself alone, I got to keep believing in Him, and thus I got to keep studying the Word of God.
Amen.
It says in verse 9, they knew not the Scripture. They couldn't fully digest what Christ's death and resurrection meant. But they kept seeking after Him.
Amen.
They kept in His commandments. They kept serving Him. They kept believing in Him.
Amen.
And church, though you face some challenging times now and challenging times ahead, I know what they're saying on TV, but I got to believe that this truly is an opportunity to sow a great seed.
Amen.
I believe this is truly a great opportunity for the church to reap a great harvest. I believe this is the time that the church can prosper like no other time if it depends and trusts in the Lord. If it keeps praying and praising and studying God's Word, if it keeps dwelling within the Scripture of God and keeps seeking His faith and serving Him even when they don't feel like it, out of obedience and faithfulness unto God, I know truly that the harvest is plentiful, and God will send forth more laborers. We got to pray, church, and praise His holy name, and never stop believing Him. I don't care how smart that one is on TV that makes the case that Jesus was not the Son of God. I don't care how smart they sound, that one who makes a case that Jesus didn't die on that cross. That I don't care how smart that one with all those numbers and letters beside his name who said that God is dead or that God never existed, that man came out of a water by a tap hole and formed us, or that he came and descended from apes. I don't know if we came from monkeys, why there's still monkeys walking around. How much? I'm talking about the ones in the zoo. Somebody say amen, amen. I don't understand that philosophy. But I don't care how smart they are. I don't care how good looking they are. I don't care how charismatic they are. If they're not from the Word of God, amen. I don't care if they're the first black man in the White House. But if he don't follow the Word of God, I can't follow him.
Amen.
Period.
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 Amen.
You got to keep seeking him.
Amen.
You got to keep serving him.
Amen.
You got to keep having faith in him.
Yeah.
Knowing without a doubt that God will do what he said he would do. Lastly, verse 9, for as yet they knew not the Scripture that he must. Boy, I like the Lord.
Amen.
He must. Because he said it in his word.
Amen.
He said it in his word.
Amen.
He must rise again.
Amen.
He said it in his word.
Amen.
He said it in his word.
Amen.
And what he said he'll do, don't you know? He'll do.
Amen.
He said, let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Amen.
That where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
He said that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified. And the third day, rise again. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He said, I was and yet shall ever be. He said, I am the good shepherd, and you are my sheep. He said, I've been here since the beginning. I am the living word of the Father. The Muslim can say that Jesus is dead. The Hebrews can deny his deity. The world can try to erase his memory. And the devil can try to steal your joy. But he can't take our joy. He may try to steal our jobs. He may try to steal our homes. And he may try to even steal our 401k. But he can't steal our joy. He may try to have our children, but if we get courageous, we can take them back. He may try to steal our community, but if we get courageous, we can take it back. But the devil can't steal our joy. The songwriter said, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Jesus will do what he said he will do. He will stand by his word. He will come through. God will do what it said he will do. He is not a man that he should lie. He will come through. Anybody assembled here on this early first day of the week, know that the Lord will do what it said he will do. Has he done it for you, church? He was bruised for you. He was chastised for you. He was nailed to a cross for you. He bled for you. He was slit in a side for you. He died for you. He was buried for you. He went to hell for you. He bust hell gates wide open for you. And only early on the third day, early in the morning, he arose for you. Jesus will do what he said he will do. He ain't lost. It's not his fault you can't find him. Call on his name. He's right beside you. I need him. I love him. And I can't live without him. Now I'm going to tell everybody all about him. Jesus will do. That's all I'm going to do this morning. Y'all better shout on y'all. I ain't doing no backflip. Pastor Wallace happy, I ain't going to walk on no pew. If you can't get happy all by yourself, shame on you. Because when I think about his goodness and all he's done for you, he died for me. He died for me. But he didn't stay there. He conquered death. He got up early for me. I got joy all by myself. This joy I had, the world couldn't give it. And the world can't take it away. Get happy yourself. I can't make you happy. You wait for me to preach you happy, shame on you. You're going to be waiting this morning. I love the Lord when I think on him and how he stayed with me, how he's protected me, how he's provided for me. I can't turn my back on him. I got to run to him, seek after him, serve him, and love him. Because I know he will take care of me. I like that sister testified, I found a bag of money. And in the old days, I would have threw a party. But I realized that earthly party fails in comparison. Because one glad morning, when this life, oh, I know y'all, I said some funeral scripture, y'all blow your way with that. I know I'm singing some funeral songs. I'm sorry, but the Lord has killed my flesh. Every day is a new day in the body of Christ Jesus. And one glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away. All the world may go to hell, but Jesus ain't going to leave me. One glad morning. She said, I had to turn that money back. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I said she had, you know, don't get to, I would have did the same. You didn't have the money in your hand. You don't know what you did. She said, I turned it back in. The old me, the old man, the old woman would have kept it, but the new creature in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away, all things are new. And I wasn't going to, she said, I wasn't going to, she didn't say it, but I believe that's what she was saying when she said what she said. She said, I got something greater now, more valuable than money. I don't need this bag of money. What good is it for me to gain the whole world and lose my soul? I got a seat in heaven waiting on me. This joy, y'all don't hear. Forget, I'm sorry. Y'all gonna make a preacher cuss this morning. Y'all be walking on pews. Y'all be standing up right now, shout to the glory of God. What he done for you, y'all be praising his holy name. Y'all be kicking up your feet. Y'all be throwing off your clothes. Y'all be shouting out the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you ain't that tired. You ain't that lazy. And you ain't that old, amen? When you think about the goodness of God, you ought to be up right now praising his name. You ought to be up right now shouting his glory. You ought to be standing. Thank you, Jesus. You brought me a mighty, mighty, mighty long way.
Here the choir comes. Praise the Lord.
Lift your hands. Thank you. The world can't take it.
The choir, if you would come up.
Lift your hands. Hallelujah.
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 Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Don't stop praying until the choir comes up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise his holy name.
Praise the Lord.
He got up for you.
Hallelujah.
He didn't get up for himself. He already got
Praise
up.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.